Hey, Bangarang Rufio, it's Lots Out, and away we go on another episode of Scruffy C Sports. As always, I am Norm, your host, and that was a mouthful. Bangarang Rufio, Lots Out, and away we go. I really think that could be it. I could see it. I can envision it now. You can go to my Patreon account. You can hit up the merch. Bangarang Rufio, Lots Out, and away we go. I can just picture it. The table, Robin Williams, imaginary food with the lots from a F1 race on the top. I mean, just whew, stop me now. I'm rambling. You know that's going to be a good thing for the podcast today. I don't know if it is or not. I have very little to talk about, which I know you're thinking, Norm, you're doing a podcast and you got very little to talk about. I've known you for quite some time. You've said that before and you've talked for an hour. Well, that is true. That's true, ladies and gentlemen. But let's hit some cue music. We're going to come back, talk about UT basketball. I've not even pulled it up yet, so we're going to use the cue music to pull that up. We got two games to talk about. Talk about some transfer portal, a.k.a. free agency movement. Some football. There is no news notes, but it will tie into the transfer portal, free agency market. And then I don't know what we're going to do. I know I say that all the time, but I'm just gonna go where my head takes us, which could be a dangerous place, ladies and gentlemen. But let's cue bird some music and we'll be back momentarily.
Apple bottom jeans, boots with a fur. The whole club was looking at her. She hit the floor, the next thing you know. Shawty got low, 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 low.
Let's get this mother crawling!
Oh, man, I've been on a TikTok bender. I wouldn't say a TikTok bender. I've not really been on it that much lately, but holy cow. I don't even know. Whew, Norm, heavenly days. All right, we got two basketball games to talk about. Last we talked about was the Fighting Illini that came to Knoxville. We won that game last Saturday, 86-79. It was a great game. Vesco, I told you, was back. Welcome back, Santiago Vescovi. In between, we've had two games since last time we spoke. We played Georgia Southern Tuesday night. That was a win. I guess the highlights of that game, Tennessee was winning by like 30 at half. They let Georgia Southern get back into it. They crawled back to within like 12-13 halfway through the second half, and then Tennessee came back out and did what they were supposed to. Rick Barnes ripped a couple of the vets, the veteran players, Triple J, Josiah Jordan James, for not being prepared for that game. A lot of call-in people ripping Rick Barnes. Again, listen, the team was playing down to their competition. Georgia Southern was 0-9 coming into that game. I think the tallest player they had was like 6'3". We were just bigger than them. I think, Zakai Ziegler was almost taller than some. I'm kidding. But no, seriously, I'm not taking anything away from that. I think it's okay that they played down to him. It's fine. You know, it was a meaningless game that we won. We did not cover, however. So, you know, great teams cover. We'll say that much as far as the betting lines go. But I'm not worried about it. If you listen to any of the call-in shows, I'm sure you heard an earful and things like that as to, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. But it wasn't. It really wasn't. Fast forward to last night, which was essentially played until the wee hours of the morning today on Sunday, December the 17th, as I'm recording this, because sometimes I forget to tell you all that. But that was a great game over North Carolina State. I really don't know why it was played in San Antonio. It was a Hall of Fame classic triple header with a bunch of random teams, and we had the late game. Looked like there was about 14 people there. So if you were there, congratulations. If you happen to be in the San Antonio area, maybe you're in Houston. I really don't know. But if you were there, shout out. Norm's biggest takeaways from this game was that Dalton Knecht, I don't know if he was sick, if he just didn't show up. There was nobody there. He didn't get motivated for the game. I'm not really sure. He only had 2 points in 19 minutes, and he essentially set most of the second half of the game. Not worried about it. But my man, Triple J, he is just – I love the guy. He was a McDonald's All-American five-star kid. Never really, I feel like, played up to that potential, and that's fine. I'm not going to judge him for that. You know, he was a great kid. He's been a role model. He is an absolute, in my opinion, Vol for life. I know that term gets thrown around. If you went to school there, you're essentially a Vol for life. But, I mean, seriously, the stuff he does outside of school, he's a great ambassador for the University of Tennessee. He has got a, you know, hopefully a statue will be made in his honor. Whatever he wants to do in life, he's going to do great things. He's a great, and I feel like, Norm, you're saying a lot about Triple J. I feel like I was kind of mean to him last year. I think like he didn't show up in some spots and things like that. But I feel like Triple J this year, now, he didn't have the greatest games against Georgia Southern. But overall, as a whole, Triple J really needs to be applauded and praised and be like, great job. You know, when you watch those silly Peloton videos where it seems like fake and cringy, I feel like that's what we should be doing for Triple J, but actually mean it. And for real, he's just embraced the role that he has on this team. He doesn't have to be the guy to go out there and score, you know, 10, 12, 15, 25 points a game like we've counted on him in the past. And it's, you know, really a lot of our offense, aside from yesterday, is funneling through Triple J, or not Triple J, Dalton Connect. And I feel like Triple J is becoming a very valuable asset. And I'm here, all here for it. And I think he's embraced that role where we've seen Santiago Vescovi is kind of struggled with that role. It seems like hit or miss in some games. He's either all in or all checked out. And we need him to kind of figure that out as the team gels and molds. And we also have to remember that this is a new group of guys. They're trying to figure out their roles and what they're doing and what they're not doing. And it's fine. We've got a long SEC road ahead. That is where essentially we are leading to, as I'm telling you all this, is SEC play. This week, Thursday night is the last game before Christmas break, I guess you could say. That's Thursday at 6:30, and that's Tarleton State at the old Tommy Bowl, Thompson Bowling Arena, here in Knoxville. I'm not calling it the grocery store. Not going to do it. If they want to give me some money to call it that, I might think about it, but it will forever be the Tommy Bowl, as we've talked about numerous times on this podcast. So we'll have that again. Housekeeping notes, I guess, for the podcast, since we're seven, 8 minutes into the podcast here. I doubtful we're going to do a podcast before Christmas. So happy Christmas, happy New Year's, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, whatever holiday you celebrate around Christmas. I hope it's the best one for you. We will pause and come back after the bowl game. So sometime the week of January the 1st, 2024, we will have another podcast. Maybe we'll have a couple. I don't know. We'll just see how it goes as far as that goes. But no podcast next week. That will be Christmas Eve. And I have zero desire to, I love recording the podcast, but I doubt I will be recording it and posting it on Christmas. Doubt any of the loyal listeners out there will be looking for a podcast the day of Christmas. And if you are, I don't know what that makes you. I don't know if that makes me a bad person or you a bad person. I have no idea. But we have talked UT basketball. Let's come back and talk about a little recruiting, football news and notes and thoughts, and just, how I've, and then we're just going to go wherever. So let's find a song here, Norm, because that's what you like. Oh, I know exactly what song we're going to do.
Yeah. I just got hit
with a $50K tax bill from the IRS. I don't know what algorithm I'm really on as far as TikTok goes. It's all over the place. One day it can be all golf. The next day it can be all music. I have no idea. And we're going to talk a little music here in just a minute, I feel like, because I triggered my receptors in my brains, my neurons and my connectors and all that stuff just lined up when I said music. And I thought, ding, ding, we can talk about something. So that's that. Let's talk free agency market and the transfer portal. I went to lunch the other day with work. I had a little holiday luncheon. And I swear on my life that I saw Lane Kiffin when I told my coworkers. I was like, hey, I think that's Lane Kiffin. They're like, nah. I'm 100% sure it was Lane Kiffin. He was in Knoxville the other day. He came and swooped up a couple of our guys that we said, guys, it's been a fun ride, but it's time to move on. We're not going to give you any extra NIL money. You just hit the portal and wish you the best. And they went down to Ole Miss, and I wish all those guys, look, if they jump in the portal and they want to go somewhere, that's fine. I don't care. We've talked about it with Chase Burns last year going to Wake Forest. all these Tyler Barron and all those other guys. I wish them nothing but the best. That is just college football in 2023 is who wants to pay me more. And I'm all about it. These kids should have been getting paid from the get-go, long time ago. They are, like I've said, one play, one snap, one swing of the bat, one whatever, one dribble. What I think I've named all the sports there. Away from, you know, never being able to further their dreams in the next professional step up, whether that's Major League Baseball, football, or basketball, from being able to support their families. And a lot of these guys will not make that goal, but they are great college athletes, and I think we should support them. And that's why I'm a member of the volunteer club, and I give X amount of dollars over there for them to do whatever they want to. And lo and behold, we've signed a couple of guys. We got a tight end from Notre Dame, and then we got I think it's one of like the top 10 or 15 safeties in all the land from MTSU. So I guess we're keeping it in state there at least. But I just don't know what to think. I feel like when the NCAA kind of just opened up the gates and we were like boomer sooners out there in Oklahoma going for a land grab with Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise, and we were just picking our essential, you know, land that we wanted. We needed some rules, like a governing body to say, like, hey, that quarterback can only make $1 million a year, and this offensive lineman can only make $500,000 a year. We just needed some rules. I don't want these kids to not get played, but you've got states like Missouri that are allowing kids to make money while they're in high school from NIL, and so that's why some kids are going to Missouri, or at least saying they are, for their senior year of college, and then who knows what'll happen after that. But we just need some guidelines. I mean, just a few, and this isn't coming from a disgruntled Tennessee fan. This is coming from a college football fan in general. I feel like this is just going to ruin the sport. I say that, but TV numbers last year were as high as they've ever been. It's just hard to be like, who am I supposed to cheer for? And in baseball, it's even worse. I mean, I think Tennessee picked up four or five dudes. I don't know their names. I know one of them's Cannon Pebbles because I saw he's sponsoring like a Zen nicotine-free, tobacco-free energy dip thing the other day on his Instagram. So, I mean, more power to him. I want these kids to make money. It's just very hard as a fan to be invested and care. And then you've got all this transfer portal happening when you've got bowl games happening and you've got signing day happening in the middle of all that. It's just, sometimes I wonder why coaches get paid so much. And it's the month of December that really gives you that reason. So you've got transfer portal is open, signing day is closing, and you've also got to get ready for a bowl game. So, I mean, heavens to Betsy. Speaking of the bowl games, is Joe Milton going to play? I've yet to see anything definitive say, yes, he is. No, he's not. I do know he was invited to the senior game. And I think, I take a lot of respect, and I wouldn't say we're buddies. I would say we're acquaintances at best that have messaged each other on social media platforms. Matt Dixon made a great point last week that, you know, 9 times out of 10 Tennessee fans would be upset if, like, let's say last year Hendon Hooker didn't get hurt and then Hendon Hooker opted out of the bowl game. We would all be upset that he's opting out. And essentially, we all want these guys to play in the bowl game. And that's what Joe Milton is doing. And yet all of us are upset about that. And Joe Milton should be applauded for that. He's been a fine quarterback. I've said that before. I've said that I was tired of the Joe Milton experience, that I wanted off the ride. I wanted something else to go on. And while all that can be true, I can still want to see Nico play. I'm just ready to cut ties with this season and just see the Nico train. I'm ready to be on that. But I guess what I'm trying to say is we need to let Joe go out however Joe wants to go out. Do I want Tennessee to go out in the bowl game and score 21 points in the first quarter and them to pull Joe out with him throwing 3 touchdown passes and looking like the best Joe Milton we've ever seen? Yes. And then I want to start the Nico experience. I am pleasantly queued up in line, like I'm at Disney World or at Harry Potter Land, or I'm queued up, as the Brits would say. I'm queued up. I'm minding the gap, and I'm ready to get on the Nico train. I'm just ready to see it. I'm ready to see all the flash in the pants, all that. He's their number one guy. I'm just looking forward to Nico. But I think Joe needs to go out gracefully. He needs to go out there like he's in a parade, waving his hand and just let himself into the sunset and do whatever he's going to do. I think that's just Norm's take. That's just how I feel about it. I just wish him the best. So I think we've talked about football again. We play on New Year's Day, January the 1st. I do believe it's a 12 o'clock, 12 or 1 o'clock. My brain has escaped me on ABC, which is essentially Entertainment Sports Programming Network, ESPN. If you didn't know what ESPN stands for, it's Entertainment Sports Programming Network, ESPN. Now you know. I don't know where I was going with that. But anyway, let's some cue music. And then we'll come back, and I think we're going to talk a little music, maybe a little pop culture-ish kind of stuff, and then sail us on our way. All right?
The little red truck hauling a Christmas tree.
Mom, look.
A little red truck hauling a Christmas tree. The little red truck. A little red truck hauling a Christmas tree. The little red truck. Hauling a Christmas tree.
It's a little red truck, everyone. Hauling a Christmas tree. Were you excited? Did you wake up at 3 a.m. Friday morning thinking that you were going to get some of this right here? Some beautiful, my man. Listen, I understand that Kanye is a crazy individual. I get that. I get that I don't align with anything the man says politically or publicly, but do I love me some Kanye West music? Yes. Yes, I do. I do not care if you're a Swiftie and now you're mad because I've said I like Kanye West music. I didn't condone the man. This is like saying I should be fired because I'm a coach and the players didn't make the shots. That is essentially what I'm saying. I can't control Kanye West. I can just listen to his music and I love it and I am so excited for his. Just listen.
Yeah. Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Am I sexual?
Yeah.
Am I everything you need? You better rock your body now. Everybody.
Now listen, this album was supposed to come out. Now, if you're a Kanye fan and you've been on the Conway Tweety, Norm, it's Kanye or Ye. I think he goes by Ye. Yeezus. I don't know what he goes by. Yay. I don't know. Kanye. I guess it's Yay. Fan for a while, you do know that the man sometimes says he's going to put out an album and then it kind of gets pushed back. Now, what I'm not going to tell you is, because I've seen these on TikTok, is the reason this is not coming out is because the Backstreet Boys are like, don't play this song. Well, that's not the truth here, ladies and gentlemen. This is essentially the movie Priscilla that just came out was not cleared by the Presley family. None of them said, no, we really don't want this movie to come out, and no, you can't use any of his work. So what did they do? They just re-recorded the songs with someone else singing it. It's essentially what Taylor Swift did when the guy took all of her masters. She re-recorded it and called it Taylor's version. Well, this Everybody is not sung by the original Backstreet Boys, so this is Everybody, the Kanye version. So that is not the reason why it didn't come out. I want to set that record straight because I've seen it on TikTok as the reason and it's incorrect. So all of you people that are not hearing this on TikTok that have made a TikTok saying that that's the reason, that's not correct. So I do know that Kanye has been in contact with one of his songs. I think it's with Cardi B. She put some lyrics down for a song. And I think she is part of some of the reason why this album hasn't come out yet. Do I know that for real? No, I did see Kanye tweet it though. So I guess it has something to do with that. Maybe, or maybe it's just not done. Or maybe he wanted to build up some more hype and just have Norm listen to this. Yeah.
Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Am I sexual?
Yeah.
Am I everything you need? You better rock your body now. Everybody.
Gosh, I can't wait for it to come out. I really can't. So sticking with the music theme of this podcast right now, I want to give a shout out to my man Rocky. He is always out there looking for me some new music, things to cover and all that. He recently went on a cruise. He went somewhere in the good old state of Tejas, and he sent me back some banger music. I just want you to listen to it and try not to sing when you hear this. Just try your best.
Sé que no soy perfecto. cosas que no quise hacer, pero sigo aprendiendo. Hoy solo sé que yo te hice sufrir. Antes de irte, déjame.
Obviously, that is a cover of Hoobastank, The Reason, one of the greatest late 90s, early 2000s rock emo mantra song that there is. That was sung by David E. Fernando and Solito, La Razón, which is The Reason. Oh, man, that was Norm. That was pretty good with my little accent stuff there. But anyway, if you're looking for something a little south of the border vibe, I would recommend that. Some other music that I have found that I just cannot stop listening to this week. I have somehow on my TikTok algorithm got into Australian rap. Don't know how we got there, but I'm here for it. This guy is YNG Martyr, and I listened to this a second ago. It's called 50K Parental Advisory. No under 13s here. Just take a listen.
Yeah, I just got hit with a 50K tax bill, 300 racks in a year. How does that feel? Bitch, I'm feeling great.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. He's got a lot of other stuff that is nothing like that actual song. I think, is it Flooded? Hold on. No. It's this one. Okay.
Stafford, wake up.
That's not what I was looking for. I'm sorry. It's got some good stuff. If you're looking for it, it's different. It is, I don't know the genre that you're talking about, but it's pretty good. Also, this guy is Big X the Plug. It's who we listened to a second ago coming into. It's... I'm just going to be honest. We can't play any of this song. It's too much. But if you're looking for Big X the Plug, let me, Norm, this just, we're going to cue with, there was a lot of music and I can't play any of it, but this, I can play some of the beginning of it. Big X the Plug is his name. He's from Tejas. Great fan of the great state of Texas, but listen.
Chasing, all right. You can cut out that other.
And if you don't know, that song is from the great, well, the background, I guess the sample is from one of the greatest movies, Dallas Buyers Club, with Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto. It's a great movie. If you've not seen it, I cannot. Me and Garrett covered it, one of the first podcasts. It's a great movie. There is a few things that I don't love about it, but McConaughey and Jared Leto's performances are fantastic. And don't forget Jennifer Gardner, because she's easy to forget in that movie. But man, it's so good. Another guy that I've found recently, and he reminds me a lot of the Mexican OT. If you're not a fan with the Mexican OT, I will give you a little plug here really quickly. I've hit the wrong button.
Toby, just do it!
Hey, yo, is that Mexican OT?
That good, though. Got me looking just like Johnny Dang.
Louis Vuitton umbrella when I walk through the rain.
Johnny Dang is the name of that song by the Mexican OT. Good stuff. We are on it. We are on a mission here. Now, this guy, I don't know how I don't know if I got confused with the Mexican OT. This is kind of, the guy's similar. His name's Ryan Charles. Don't know if you've heard him or not. He sings this weird song, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how I hearted it on Spotify. I have no idea. It's different. We're going to listen to it.
Turns every hat when she walks through that door.
Ain't never seen a cowgirl like her before.
She got lips like rattlesnake venom. She don't miss in that Wrangler denim. Break your heart, then make you beg for more.
She's a cowboy killer.
I have no idea how you go from that, which was also with Ian Munsick, I think is how you pronounce his name. He's got some other stuff that I'm a big fan of. How you go from that to like this?
My oh my. Ryan Charles, them gotta be the nicest pair of boots I done ever seen in my entire life. I mean, those are mighty fancy. Why, thank you. New boot, goofing in the Diamondback snake skin.
Now, how this is in a country music genre is beyond me, but it is considered wild country, according to Spotify's. I guess it is wild. Wild now out there. I don't know, like we're on the challenge or something fun like that, but it's a little different. It's a little different. I do know, but it's I've listened to it several times. It's got a nice little kick to it there. We got one or two more, and then that's it. We're getting long, and you know. I should have prefaced by please get out your glow sticks. I'm a huge EDM fan as well. If you don't know anything about me, I can literally listen to any kind of music except for bro country, which is your Luke Bryan's. I know some people are going to get mad at me about that. I just can't do that. But anything else I will listen to. So get your glow sticks ready. Get your little furry boots on. Get your rave outfit on. Get your glow sticks. I've said glow sticks several times. I meant glow in the dark paint. That is also a glow stick. Let's just enjoy this for a second. I wish I had, like, when the people react, when I do those reaction videos on TikTok and you can see them and they're just like making the faces. I need to invest in video for this podcast. I think it would really just do terrible, but it would also be fun. Maybe that'll be a 2024 goal. Anyway, but I just really like it. We're going to do one more. That was Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike and Tiësto. And the name of that is Thank You, It's Not So Bad by Dido. Is the original version of that. Last but not least is Inner Shakira. And I have just stumbled across this band in the last day or so. And I don't know what you would call it. Like, it's some kind of like metalcore band, like synthcore, 80s core. I don't, just listen.
Please set me on fire.
Now, I don't know if metal, like yelly bands are your thing, but Norm's not my thing. I enjoy it. So, you know, maybe, I don't know. Give it a listen, maybe or not. I don't know what to tell you. And last but not least, I don't know if you all knew this about me, but I did play the Git Fiddle, aka guitar, lately. And I picked it up a few more times recently. And I just want you to hear. You know, Creed is one of my favoriteest bands of all time. Everyone knows that. They were in my Wrapped top whatever. Next year, it's going to be a goal of mine for me to be in the 1% of Creed listeners, since Miley has yet to reach out to me because I was in the 1% of her listeners. But that's a different story. So I just want you to listen to this guitar solo I've decided to add to One Last Breath by Creed. So give me just a second. Here we go. What do you think of that? Gosh, it's just fantastic. I don't know where or how or whatever, but it's just whoops. It's fantastic. It really is. Some things I just find, it's just, I don't even know how I get there really sometimes. But I think, are we going to do, what else do we want to talk about? I was going to talk golf. I really don't want to talk golf. I think we're done with golf. Yeah, I'm thinking. Yeah, I think that's it for the podcast. I do believe, again, next week, no podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It is the holiday season, which is a very stressful time of year. Please don't get stressed out. Don't get down in the dumps. Tomorrow, the sun will come up. Everyone will feel better. It's one of those things. Everybody hates, while everyone loves the holidays, everybody also at the same time hates them. They're chaotic. They're stressful. But I promise you'll get through them. You'll get through them. You can listen to my podcast and get through it. You can make fun of me. You can say I'm terrible, whatever. But I promise you, whatever's going on in your life, the sun will come up tomorrow, hopefully. If not, then you don't have to worry about it anymore. That's kind of the morbid, dark humor way of looking at that, but it's very true as well. But don't stress out. Please have a fantastic Christmas, everyone. I hope you get everything you asked for and everything you wanted. And if you didn't, maybe look at the mirror and ask yourself why you didn't get it. Did you not go buy it, or did somebody not get it for you? Those are the questions you have to ask yourself, everyone. I love each and every one of you, and I will see you in a couple weeks to recap some basketball and to recap some Tennessee football. And then get ready, because we are just a few weeks away from good old Daddy Vols himself, Tony Vitello, and the baseball Diamond Vols being back in action. And I could not be more excited. And when they start playing, it's only a few short weeks from baseball season, the MLB, spring training, and sunny weather and warm weather, even though it's not really been cold here in Knoxville. But that's it. I'm rambling. I love each and every one of you. Goodbye.
New song alert.
You bring me to my knees again. All these times that I could beg you please, in vain. And the times that I felt insecure for you, and I leave my burdens at the door. But I'm on the outside, I'm looking in. I can see through you, see your true colors. Cause inside you're ugly, you're ugly like me. I can see through you, see the rear view. All the times that I felt like this would end, it's for you, and I taste that I could never have. It was from you all the time that I cried, my intentions full of pride, but I waste more time than anyone. But I'm on the outside, I'm looking in. I can see through you, see your true colors. Cause inside you're ugly like me. I can see through you, see through the real you.
Wow.
times that I cried. All this wasted, it's all inside. And I feel all this pain, stuffed it down, it's back again. And I lie here in bed all alone. And I've been, but I feel tomorrow be okay.
Gosh, that was just terribly fantastic. That's all I can say. And I just now realized that I have not sang a Christmas song. I really, or have I? Did I? I don't know. Should I? Maybe. Shouldn't I? I don't know. But I've really, you know, sometimes I start singing and it's like, I don't want to stop. I just don't want to stop singing the song.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth.
Gosh, Norm.
A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel's voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born.
Happy New Year. I love each and every one of you, but I can't wait to see you next year. Goodbye.